Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a child, my planet Krypton was dying. I was sent to Earth to protect my cousin. But my pod got knocked off course, and by the time I got here, my cousin had already grown up and become Superman. And so I hid my powers, until recently when an accident forced me to reveal myself to the world. To most people, I'm an assistant at Catco Worldwide Media. But in secret, I work with my adoptive sister for the DEO to protect my city from alien life and anyone else that means to cause it harm. I am Supergirl.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk podcast, where tonight we will be talking about Childish Things, episode 10, season 1 of Supergirl, that aired this Monday. That opening scene. Come on, take my money, as Kevin Smith always says. When she's flying next to Martian Manhunter, I'm like, wow, on the very first shot, we just blew our load, as I know Joe from Krypton would say. Welcome to the show. We are awesome and, you know, pretty jived up about tonight. We have four podcasts going on. So if you're also fans of The Flash and Arrow and then also the upcoming DC films, join us on those other podcasts. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be talking about DC for 2 solid hours. But on this podcast, it's only for 30 minutes. So we're live right now. So call in at 929-477-2786. I know you're listening. Call in. All right. We have our first caller from area code 239. Welcome to the Supergirl Talk.
Matt from Florida. Wow. I mean, wow. What an episode. Seeing a whole lot of Martian Manhunter. That opening flying scene with Kara,
so cool.
Flying right.
I mean, they're getting really good with the flying on TV, right? It doesn't look like Smallville cheese.
Can you email me the phone number for DC Film Talk, Jesus?
Oh, yeah. Well, let me give it out, too. So if anyone's listening, it's 646. 787-8017. That's the DC Films Talk podcast number. Again, it's 647-787-8017. And that's DC Films Talk, so that's going to be awesome. I can't wait. Talking about only DC movies, so especially with the big announcement. All right, so back to Supergirl. Let's see, we have another caller from area code 432. Welcome.
Hey, what's up? It's DC Fan 1.
What's up, DC Fan 1?
What's up?
How's it going?
Pretty good, man. Just here to talk about
Supergirl.
Now
tell me, I hope you're a fan of Supergirl. That opening shot, man, where they have her flying next to Martian Manhunter, I'm like, at that point, I'm like, that could be in a movie someday.
Yeah, the special effects look really good on this TV show. I think this is the best TV. I love them all, but to me, this is the best one on TV right now.
Yeah, you know what? That I've never been asked that, so let me think about it. Really good. I think I get more excited about this show than the other two. The other two, you know, you kind of know where they're going. You know, Oliver's always pissed off, which is awesome, and then you know Barry. Can never get the girl.
Yep, that's true.
And then now Kara, now she, you know, can't get the guy.
Not the
so,
guy.
So yeah, there's
won.
A lot of there's things going on in this week's episode, Childish Things, mm-hmm. where we learn about Wynn's dad, and then who is he? Come on, guys, DC character.
Toy Man.
Yes, and for those who don't know about Toy Man. Matt from Florida, do you know any background info on Toy Man that the listeners might want to know?
Not really, but he makes toys.
Are you familiar with that character?
No, he makes toys, but did anyone catch the opening part with Toyman? He sent Wynn that Batman toy. I was geeking out there.
That was cool. Yes.
Yes.
All right, Joe from Krypton.
Awesome.
Do you have any Toyman Easter eggs that you want to share?
No, I'm a little familiar with him from the comic books. Yeah.
All right,
shot.
So he goes way back. His first appearance of Toyman actually started with
80s.
The Man of Steel himself in Action Comics issue 64. Came out on September 1943. That's how old that character is. Wow.
Wow.
That is awesome.
I didn't know that.
You know what? For me, Toyman was always like, you always knew about him. You know what I mean? Even though we didn't see him that much in the, you know, in the movies or TV show or the comics, he would come and go. You knew he was out there. And that's how I felt with Toyman. Like, he was always out there. And I didn't know it went this far back. Are you guys surprised?
Yeah, I am.
Sure. Way back.
I like this version better than the Smallville version. It's the
Me
Smallville
too.
Version, the
this
toy
one,
man was
I was
so kind of weird.
More threatened by this one because he played every angle. Like, remember when they were at the beach, at the pier, and then they were at that, amusement park, you know, the toy stands, you know, where they're playing? Help me out, guys. The arcade. There you go. I'm on the place. So the arcade, you remember, we thought he was talking to him directly, and we found out that it was smoke and mirrors. So that was a great deception on the viewer. A little fun fact, if I could step in, that arcade, I grew up playing there because that is... That is the arcade in Redondo Beach, and it's close to Los Angeles, so it was so cool to see that. I'm like,
that's awesome,
every summer
dude.
I was there with the ski balls, with the, you know, shooting
cool.
the water in the clown's mouth, you name it. It was so cool to see that. All right, I just had to share
really
that.
Cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That is awesome.
And I love how they film in Los Angeles, because in the next episode, if you saw the teaser, it's at City Hall. That's L.A. City Hall, which is awesome. It's just so awesome that they're that close. So I'm sure one day I'm going to turn the wrong corner and they're going to be filming. I'm like, no way! That is awesome. They're here in L.A. All right, I'll stop rambling. All right, so then your thoughts, Joe from Krypton, about... Toyman, this version of Toyman.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't watch the whole episode, so I can't give a full.
Did you see any scenes with him?
Yeah, I saw some. I saw mostly with the ones with Martian and Winslow Jr.
Yeah,
but I didn't see it all. I'm sorry. I just wanted to call in to hear what's going on.
Oh no, it's all right. You don't have to say sorry. Come on. You're always welcome.
Appreciate it.
Sweet. All right, so let's see. Going back to Supergirl, here's a little quick synopsis. When Wynn learns that his father has escaped, Kal-El wants to help find his father, but conflictions are getting in his way. Alex convinces a reluctant Hank to use his powers to infiltrate Lord Technologies to find out what Maxwell is hiding. Dun, dun, dun. Are we going to... I guess it's safe to say it now, right? It's all over the place. It's Bizarro Supergirl.
Yeah.
Awesome. I wonder if she's going to have the same outfit. Do you think they'll do that in this version of Bizarro Supergirl? Let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Do you think Max Lord is going to copy or create a replica of Supergirl's costume with the opposite S?
I wonder if he is or not.
That's going to be interesting,
about that,
right?
Earlier. Guys, I'm sorry I cut out earlier because I accidentally dialed DC Film Talk. It was your podcast, Joe.
No worries. No worries. Thank you so much for mentioning the podcast, Matt.
Yeah, no problem, because I am a big supporter of all the podcasts.
Yeah, yes, you are. Dude, I told you, you're like my co-host. You're like on every show.
Yeah, so true. So true.
I love it.
And
then
yeah.
You have your own show, too.
Marvel Film Talk. So
yeah,
cool.
Marvel Film Talk. And dude, you're getting a lot
DC
of downloads,
right,
man. You don't even know. You're like popular out there.
On Marvel Film Talk, for real?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's like slowly growing. It's awesome. It's awesome. People love to hear your opinion, man.
And wow. But I'm kind of the thing with DC this week, it was crazy.
Yeah.
With that special.
I mean, but what a starter with Supergirl. I mean, the fresh batch, you know, it's just amazing. Amazing night and week, as Matt described.
A great week for DC.
So, Joe, the question back to you now. Do you think they'll go the opposite Supergirl outfit or not?
I hope so,
this
man.
This version of Bizarro.
I hope they do go with the opposite looking version of Bizarro Supergirl, which I think that's a new character to the TV show. I don't think there's a Bizarro Supergirl in the comic books. Not that I'm
familiar
with.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But luckily, there's Google, so let me just try that out if Supergirl Bizarro pops up.
Yeah.
And
but
then,
to answer your question, I do hope.
But do you think Max
Lord
will go to that extra step to flip the S also?
I think so, man. I think he's crazy.
Yeah.
And I like the actor playing him. What's his name? Peter Facinelli or his name?
Yeah.
Man, that guy.
No, I think you got it right.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good, man. I'd love him as that character.
Yeah, he does do good. Plus, if you remember, I went back and started to watch Supergirl from the very beginning. He used that arm from the alien DNA from that robot.
Robot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in that room. I started to remember that from the Easter egg for Bizarro.
Isn't it kind of cool? Kind of like what's going on in Batman versus Superman. Kind of like a Lex Luthor having Zod's body and creating Doomsday. I don't know. People are saying that that's Bizarro and not Doomsday. So it's going to be interesting.
When Batman v. Superman
Zack Snyder did. There was a quote that came out from him, and he said that he felt it was the right time to show Doomsday. So that's pretty much officially confirming, right, that that's Doomsday? Or do you think that's a swerve to throw people off?
I don't know. I would take that. That seems kind of valid if he already mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting how it's now leaking over to TV, where we see Max Lord getting this Kryptonian armor or mineral or material and creating his own opposite superhero.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Still can't find any info on Bizarro Supergirl. There's only mentions of a story, but there's
the
no
show.
Origin.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Very, very Bizarro.
Nice.
Well, I read the official description of the episode. It said that Kara faces off with her mirror Bizarro.
Yeah, which is kind of weird because, you know, we've always expected that Melissa would play Bizarro herself, but now they're using a totally different actor.
What's that noise in the background?
Portraying. Yeah.
Which is kind of cool
I think
because...
it's probably Joe.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right. Okay, I got an origin for Bizarro Supergirl. She came to us for the first time in August 2010 on Supergirl Volume 5, Issue Number 53.
So
and she was from the New Earth universe. And so, yeah, there is a Bizarro Supergirl in the comics.
Okay.
She's now 6 years old.
Wow. She's relatively new.
Very new. I think that's why we were questioning it. You know what I mean? But I'm sure if we were avid readers, we would know that too.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, cool. Okay, let me finish here. Kat hires Lucy as her general counsel over the concerns of James. Now, that scene, I don't know, Joe, did you get that far where Kat offers Lucy a job?
Oh, yeah, when Lucy shows up and she turns it down, she's like, I'm just here, I'm not looking for a position. Yeah, I did get that far. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh, I think our host dropped out.
Joey,
okay,
you lost
Well, I'm back.
Oh, there he is.
So, don't you think it's a little weird that they're crossing over to that point where it's kind of more soap opera-ish now that Lucy will be working with James and then it's going to be uncomfortable because Carl likes James, but then now
it's,
Lucy's on the floor. And then, you know,
they're putting a little bit of that CW flavor in it.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys were doing so good. And now we have like three in the show, so hopefully they can get
but like ever since they brought in this whole Lucy and Jimmy crap, it's been Smallville all over again, playing the dumb romantic music song, and all of a sudden with Lucy and Jimmy, it's been so dumb.
Yeah.
I don't like the whole Lucy and Jimmy drama right now. He needs to be with Kara because him and Kara get along a lot better.
Yeah, but, you know, the writers are just going to drag it out. Right, Joe? Well, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, to be completely honest, it doesn't really bother me too much. I think there's a nice balance of it in the show. You know, there's character development, a little bit of romance, a lot of action, a lot of story, of course. I like it. I think it's not too bad. It's not like CW bad, you know, which I still like on CW,
true.
You know.
It's not there yet.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
cool. So let me finish here. Maxwell uses a hidden camera to spy on Kara and Alex, discovering that they're two sisters. So big, huge identity secret has been released. How do you guys feel now that Maxwell Lord knows that Supergirl has that connection with Alex as a sister? Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
That's just crazy that he knows he's going to use that against Alex because Alex has been trying to find something against Maxwell Lord. I mean,
and you know what? They didn't even show where the camera's at. They're like, all of a sudden he just has That's a camera view of the two.
Yeah, is it on the TV? Is it on?
Very creepy. And then where else are the cameras? You know, in the bedroom, in the bathroom?
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy to watch Supergirl.
He's probably a perv.
Total perv. It was really weird. Very awkward. Because now he has access to whatever in Alex's apartment. All right, let's go to you, Joe. Your thoughts on the big reveal that Maxwell...
I just found out, actually, when you said it. I didn't know that.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. No, I wouldn't have called in if I didn't want to get spoiled. It doesn't bother me at all.
I love it. All right, it's hard to spoil it. That was the big reveal
in
this week's episode. I hope you saw The Flash, because that's coming up next.
Yeah, I did see the Flash.
All right, sweet. All right, no holds barred on The Flash. And
boy, do I have
questions for you guys. All right, so now we're going to open the floor to you guys. Anything you want to talk about Supergirl, let's keep it Supergirl, because I know we have other podcasts and we're jumping to bite the bit. But let's focus on Supergirl. Anything you want to talk about Supergirl, now is the time. So let me go back while you guys think of what to say. I want to tell you, I really enjoy the flying scenes, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast.
Yes.
The way, I mean, it's just well done. It doesn't look cheesy green screen, or they don't have to do like an artificial blur to look like they're flying through air or through the clouds. It just looks really well done. And one flying scene that really stood out for me was, it was at nighttime when she was just flying around, like I guess she was thinking or something. And it was pretty short, but that scene was really well done. I mean, you could just see the emotions of her flying through the, you know, it was like a dusk lighting. Really well done. So that was one of my favorite moments I wanted to share with you guys. All right, let's go to you, Matt from Florida. Anything Supergirl?
Well, I love the flying scenes with her and Martian Manhunter. That was so amazing. I was geeking out there. I love seeing true Martian Manhunter going into where Bizarro Kara was to get information. Because do you remember that scene on Smallville episode Checkmate where John Jones did that as Amanda Waller?
Yeah, I do.
To find out what that thing was inside where that big security was, and then he did that. He shifted as a security guard, and he made someone erase their memories.
Yep.
And I still think something probably happened in the Justice League, and that's why Sean won't come out and be a hero.
Oh, you think, like, you think the Justice League has already come and gone?
Yeah, probably. And maybe they turn their separate ways, or I don't know. Or
but wouldn't, like, Supergirl say, hey, what happened with the Justice League? That would be my first thing out of her mouth.
Yeah, that'd be crazy to find out from. That'd be pretty darn cool, because why would John Jones form the DEO? That's just so weird.
That is weird.
Because in next week's episode, an old enemy from Sean's past comes to Earth. And I think it's so cool to get the better Martian Manhunter.
You mean the White Martian, right?
Yep.
That's next week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, are we ready for a Lois Lane to appear on Supergirl, or do you think it's a little early?
I'd like to see a cameo.
Yes.
That would be great, right?
And then would.
How epic would that be if Amy Adams showed up? And you're like, holy.
The internet would explode, man. I mean, gosh, all over the place.
Right before Batman
all
v Superman.
All over.
Even if Henry Cavill would make just a quick appearance as Clark as the
That'd
planet, say, Kara, and he goes, Clark, what are you doing here? Saying, Kara, I'm sorry, I just had a crazy battle with Batman.
There you go. Matt's rewriting the script.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, anything else you want to talk about, Supergirl?
Not much. It's just such a great show. I enjoy the show. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, guys, as I was watching The Flash last night, my mom texts me. She goes, Captain America special on. You interested? I go, nope, DC night.
There you go.
Yep.
From Matt himself.
Funny, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's so funny how you don't hear nothing about that.
No, because I thought the Captain America special sucked because it was just all on history and all that. But the DC specials were amazing.
Yes, DC definitely stole the week. That's for sure.
It was all
and
DC
how
week.
Overhyped was Kevin Smith? That was pretty awesome.
Yes.
He's always like that on TV.
I love Kevin Smith.
And he
uses his
trademark saying, take my wallet, take my kids' tuition.
Yeah, take my money.
Everything, All right, Joe from Krypton, anything Supergirl?
I just want to say that so far I love the direction the show's going. I'm really excited to see the new young Kal-El that they cast in the dream sequence that Kara is supposed to have in the next two episodes. I can't wait to see how that plays out. That'll be really interesting to watch a young Superman. I just love the show, man. The special effects are great. The story's great. I mean, it's doing really good, and I'm glad. I mean, they got that CBS money, so they can make all that stuff look really good.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. And you fall in love with her every week. And I'm sure that's how people felt when Wonder Woman, the TV show, I mean, you would just fall in love with her every week, and you're like, I have to see you again. You know,
man.
See you next week.
I totally love Melissa Benoist. And let me also say,
Melissa Lockhart,
dude, I'm falling in love with Calypso Flockhart every week.
Yeah,
man.
It's like she earned our trust, right?
Yeah, she did. I really like her a lot.
She's better than the Cat Grant on Smallville, I tell you.
Oh,
that.
My
oh, man.
Gosh, don't
she
even
was annoying.
Mention that.
She was annoying.
If you guys are listening, Matt just threw a little flashback. Cat Grant also appeared in Smallville, but as a
season
annoying
10.
As
yeah.
hell character. And we
yep.
wanted her to die. Remember? I don't know if you guys
yeah.
were there, but
yeah.
in some of the podcasts, we're like, writers, if you're listening, because they were following us on Twitter, and we're like,
yeah.
writers, if you're listening, please kill Grant. And it was like, hashtag kill Cat Grant.
Yeah, she was annoying. She really was.
That. I was watching a few episodes with my mom once, and I go, no, not her again. She appeared in 3 episodes, S.H.I.E.L.D., Isis, and Booster. I mean, seriously,
uh-huh.
she's got to appear in those freaking episodes. I mean,
so
why
annoying.
Was there a connection with her and Deadshot? I mean,
remember,
she was
remember
growing
when
up
gets,
in the episode Isis. And then
remember
Green
when
Arrow,
she gets Lois Lane's name tag off of her desk and throws it in the trash can?
Yes.
Yeah. How pissed
that
off was
so
everybody
dumb.
When she did that? Yeah.
All right, we have a new caller. If you're listening to us live, you can still call in at 929-477-2786. We're here for the next 3 minutes. Coming up next is the Flash Talk. So if you're a fan of the Flash Talk, join us over there at blogtalkradio.com/theflashtalk. The phone number's there, so hopefully you can join us. From area code 469, who is this?
Hey, we're from Canada. I totally forgot.
Uh-huh. Now, Chris, do you want me to actually dial the phone for you also?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Just want to make sure you can make it.
Yeah, well. But
all right.
I did watch the Supergirl talk. I mean, I did. It was great. I like the Toymaker. That was cool. I like the
yeah.
And I feel bad for Wynn, but he handled it well. And Supergirl.
Oh, man, poor Wynn. I mean, come on. Let's just call it out. He is so stuck in the friend zone.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, get over it. Get over it. You're not going to get it.
At the same time, you're going to give him a chance, though.
Now, tell me this, guys. How come when he kissed her, he didn't have his mind wiped like in Superman 2 when Superman kissed Lois Lane?
Oh, yeah. Well,
does that apply to Supergirl?
No.
Whoever
and that
kisses,
doesn't even really
their minds
apply
get
to
white.
Superman either. No, no.
I wonder what would be the opposite of that.
Uh-oh.
You would get
let's
super
not go
smart.
There.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel bad because I don't know what the relationship is going to be right now, the friendship. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it's
gonna
friend
be awkward,
zone, dude. It's so dead friend
I know,
zone.
But it's awkward being with somebody who
yeah.
rejected you.
And that
and
happens, you know. I don't know if you guys ever gone through that. I'm going to admit right now, that happened to me in high school where I thought I was
yeah.
getting the vibes. And then so I went in. I'm like, freaking forget it. I went in for the big one. And she turned her head, and I'm like, oh, shame.
I know.
Ouch.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm sorry. And I even apologized. I said, I'm sorry. I thought
wow.
I read wrong. I apologize.
I thought you were feeling me. Wow.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. I didn't know we were in the friend zone.
Yeah, but okay, now.
But you know what? But wait, I'm not done. Damn, Chris.
Go ahead.
So at the end of the day, I mean, I love her. We're friends still on Facebook, and she's
oh, wow.
now a lesbian. So
wow.
maybe it wasn't meant to happen. Maybe it just
yeah,
wasn't
that's...
meant to happen. And here I was reading
man.
Into everything, like, what did I do wrong? Oh, yeah, she doesn't like guys. There you go.
Yeah.
They don't want the day.
So there you go.
But,
all right.
Oh, wow.
Now back to you, Chris. All right, I want to thank you guys for calling in to Supergirl. Tonight's episode was Childish Things, episode 10 of season 1. I want to thank Matt from Florida, Chris from Kandor, and Joe from Krypton. Let's do shout-outs. Joe, go.
Hey, guys, it's great to be back in this new year. Let's have a great podcasting year this year for all the the DC fans out there.
Going
There's
strong.
My shout-out.
Yes, sir. There's a lot to go around for. All right, Chris from Canada.
I came in a little bit late, but I'm glad I made it. Super Girl was awesome. Now
to the flash.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, sir.
Bye.